Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
from what city today,
here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Rough Rider Center, Rockwood City, North Dakota, home of day three of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. The Stockman's Association of North Dakota is here next week, so this is becoming an epicenter for lots of folks to come in and soak in all the great beauty of the Badlands here, north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. We're going to talk a little bit about Watford City's incredible education story with Steve Holland, the superintendent, a little bit. It is a phenomenal record growth again, a record enrollment, and they just continue to grow and grow and grow. It is really an integral part of what benefits all of North Dakota with the oil and gas development, because this is the fastest growing county in America. It's also the largest oil producing county in America, right where I'm at today. And to pull that off, you need a whole host of things, not the least of which is good schools. So those families come and stay and are present here. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that, tell you about a new poll about the CO2 issue in North Dakota, chat with Jason Bohr from the North Dakota Lignite Association about that. We have our Tech Talk segment next hour, and that'll be the last two segments of the show today, dealing with our friends from High Point Networks on things you need to know. How is your data security? Are you susceptible to an attack to shut you down, your livelihood? We're going to deal with some best tips, as we always do on the program today. So we're looking forward to that. Telephone number 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right. Texture says, hey, McKinsey County, being the fastest growing county in America, may need to double check that. I thought Maricopa County, Arizona was. I think if you did sheer numbers, you would have other places that would rival that number. But we're talking about percentage growth year over year, census over census. So a little bit of difference there. Another texter says, only because the sanctuary city's chickens are coming home to roost. True. The sanctuary city's chickens are coming home to roost, and that's why we're getting more media attention. I don't care how we get it, we're getting it, and the Democrats have some explaining to do. You know, when you see, just give you two examples, what's happening at the border, sanctuary cities, and they had one more. A Democratic Party majority in Minnesota that thinks it's a good idea to restrain law enforcement officers in schools, so much so the schools and law enforcement say we are not able to be here anymore because of the laws you made in Minnesota. And when I first heard the title of Mark Levin's new book, Why the Democratic Party Hates America, I bristled a little bit to say, who's that win over? How do you start at that place in a debate and get people, as I always say, politics to me is much more about addition than it is subtraction, simple math. We need more people to believe in the platforms, the ideals, the values that we stand for. But it is darn hard to argue with the facts in that book, which are pretty incredible. And Mark is going to join us. I forget the exact date. It's the 2nd or 3rd of October, I believe, but it's in the next 10 days or so to join us. He was on with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel last night, in case you missed it. And it's hard to argue with his point. I'd throw that out as my question of the day. Do you think the Democratic Party hates America? Is that too strong? And if you think it is appropriate, what is your best example of that? Sanctuary cities would be one. And they are coming home to roost now. The chicken's there. This border crisis, completely looking the other way, completely looking away from the solutions Donald Trump had in place in solving this crisis. It's unbelievable. And this Minnesota mess with the student school resource officers. I think all of them begs that question. You have the Martha McCallum audio there that with our friend Mark Levin yesterday? Some examples?
Yeah, let me get it up here. Yeah, he's a... he is spot on with this. Talking to Martha about what he saw during the Garland hearings. I don't know how you watched any of that. And talk about a great legal mind. Go ahead.
Mark, you heard Jonathan talking about how
Jonathan
uncurious Turley. Merrick Garland was. He was particularly uncurious when it came to Leslie Wolf, who said, you know, look, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. We're going to stay away from Hunter's storage facility. We're not going in there. That's just one example. What stood out to you, Mark?
First of all, Jonathan's right on, and they have a lot of ficus plants in this administration, to be perfectly honest with you. Now, that said, I was chief of staff to an attorney general, and I went to many hearings with my attorney general Meese, and those hearings were very robust. And my attorney general went toe-to-toe with Democrats and some Republicans, and he wasn't hiding behind anybody else. He wasn't hiding behind any platitudes, and he knew exactly what was going on in his department, and he got up there, and that's what they did. That's not what happens anymore, apparently, with this attorney general. And it's about time, I would argue, that they raise this to a constitutional level, or they're going to keep running this this hamster wheel. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean they need to subpoena the schedules of this attorney general, his deputy attorney general, the associate attorney general, and the head of the criminal division. They need to subpoena their notes from the various meetings that they've had with each other. They need to subpoena the emails and text messages they've had among each other. And let's go at it. This is a very serious matter. Congress is in the Constitution. The Department of Justice is not in the Constitution. And if he wants to make the argument that is Merrick Garland, that everything he's doing is somehow privileged government activity, that I'll make in front of a federal judge, a circuit court, and eventually the Supreme Court. It's my experience. That's not going to even come close to flying. He's not a member of the White House staff. He's not the President of the United States. If Joe Biden wants to issue executive privilege directive to protect his attorney general, his Department of Justice, then by God, let him give it a shot.
Go for it.
Jesse Waters broke down the testimony yesterday. We obviously dipped into it during the show, but the coverage of this is not exactly glowing favorable opinions related to the performance of the Attorney General Merrick Garland. Let's roll Jesse Waters. He broke it down nicely.
Our job is not to take orders from the president, from Congress, or from anyone else about who or what to criminally investigate. As the president himself has said, and I reaffirm today, I am not the president's lawyer.
For the rest of the hearing, Joe Biden's attorney general obstructed justice, repeatedly refusing to answer any questions under oath, continuing this massive cover-up that at this point guarantees an impeachment. When asked if he talked to the FBI about Hunter Biden, he basically pled the fifth.
Have you had personal contact with anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
I don't recollect the answer to that question.
You don't recollect whether you talked to the FBI about investigating your boss's son? Now, if I was investigating my boss's son, I think I remember a conversation like that. When my boss's son comes into the room, I'm pretty polite. We shake hands. I ask him how he's doing. Perhaps I tell a joke. But if my boss's son was about to go to prison and I was in charge of putting him in prison, and what I did was going to determine whether my boss would go to prison, I think I'd recall. Now, the cover-up was so blatant that the attorney general is going to get impeached, protecting the president from getting impeached.
If you don't fire Shokin, the United States isn't given the $1 billion loan. Why would Joe Biden say that as the vice president? Why would he say such a thing? Was it policy? Was it our policy at the time? Yes or no? It wasn't. I have documents here. Interagency Policy Committee data.
What kind of information is the gentleman ever going to let the
I'm on my time. Pipe down. If that is not quid pro quo, sir, what is? It's bribery and it's impeachable. Are you going to do something about it? I bet you not, and that's why you, sir, also need to be impeached.
Well, I love that. We're finally getting
pipe
a snoop
down.
This. That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Nadler. Pipe down. This is my time. Is the gentleman ever going to let him answer a question? He doesn't answer any questions. He evades them all, so I'd have done the same darn thing. Pretty good performance by Republicans yesterday, I think, for sure, on that point. More after this. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Live from Watford City, North Dakota today, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking like barbecue chicken. That's what's for lunch today in Glendon. Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo location. Beef tips and gravy at the 12th Avenue I-29 location. Tater Tot Hot Dish or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Country Fried Steak in Harwood. Does that sound good or what? And Southern Fried Chicken Bowl at the 45th Street location. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them, Scott sent you. Get in there for lunch. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. I mentioned earlier that there's a new opinion out from Keith Ellison, the Attorney General in Minnesota, saying that he is further clarifying the law on the use of force in schools. Says that the new amendments do not affect definition of reasonable force that may be used when carrying out arrests and other lawful duties. When the threat of bodily harm is not present, professionals continue to have many tools at their disposal to ensure safety, including physical contact. All right. What does this tell us? Keith Ellison is nothing if not a political animal. The governor's in a hot potato. He's for a special session. He's against it. A majority of Democrats won't call a special session because they like the law the way it is. They want school resource officers out of schools. So it looks like maybe a little cleanup in aisle five. My question will be to superintendents and to law enforcement in these schools that have removed school resource officers, does that help? Does him clarifying law on the use of force in schools help mitigate this situation? A texter tells me that Fergus Falls has opted out of the nonsense. Did you hear that, Kev? Listen, the stuff of police presence in Fergus Falls schools are not buying that garbage. They actually are doubling up, just a whole different city and school district. Yeah, we're going to reach out to the folks in Fergus Falls, talk a little bit about that. Tomorrow we have a member of the Republican caucus in the House who is a retired law enforcement officer to join us on this topic. So we're keeping close eye on that one for sure for you today. Texas said, hey, yesterday Scott called slash compared people opposed to the carbon capture pipeline as DAPL protesters. This is incredibly insulting as someone who spent their time on the line dealing with the DAPL protesters. He owes his listeners an apology. So here's why I say that there are a fair comparison between protesters from DAPL and protesters for the carbon capture Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. A large contingent of the loud minority, mind you, 80% of landowners have agreed to this. So on the private property rights argument, it's 80-20 in favor of the pipeline. Now, the 20 that still oppose it, a huge percentage of them say the pipeline is not safe. It's one of the reasons that the company actually rerouted the pipeline instead of 5 miles north of Bismarck to nearly 10 miles north of Bismarck because developers there were scaring people, saying the pipeline was not safe. What did they say about the DAPL pipeline? It's not safe. It's going to blow up. It's going to contaminate the water. It's not far enough below the river. Exact same arguments. So I stand by what I said. When you are opposing a pipeline because you say it's quote-unquote not safe, by the way, it's CO2, same thing in fire extinguishers. As Lynn Helms told us the day before yesterday, literally, about the same amount of pressure and CO2 in a fire extinguisher canister as there is in a pipeline. I'm not sure I've seen anybody screaming in horror at the fact that they work in a place, live in a place that has a fire extinguisher. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm sorry, if the shoe fits, wear it. Now, as far as the debate on the pipeline, this is America. If you oppose something, get out there and roll your sleeves up and tell us why. But don't lie. Don't say the pipeline's not safe when you have no basis to say that whatsoever. That gets into the area of saying, okay, we're going to be an anti-pipeline state. And I'm telling you, this is showing up everywhere. If we didn't have anti-pipeline sentiment in this country, we would have a pipeline of natural gas going from North Dakota to the California coast to get sent to Japan. Instead, they have to get it from Canada in the future, or countries that don't like them. This is because of pipeline protesters. So oppose it on grounds that, you know, I don't want to give an easement on my land. Another argument against this thing is the idea of CO2 sequestration being poppycock. Dumb idea, we shouldn't do it. Yet you have oil and gas industry, coal industry, agriculture, they all have the same opponents. They all have the same enemies. Ag and energy have the same enemies. And they're winning. They're winning because their regulations are squeezing these industries, ag and energy. What CO2 sequestration does is allow those industries to live to fight another day and continue to feed North Dakota. Another listener says, you're pathetic, I'm done with you, shame on you. Well, again, I'm... Give me a call. Let's have a conversation about this rather than a text debate. Because I'd like to know how it is that people that say the pipeline is not safe are any different than what the DAPL protesters said about that project. And by the way, that extreme environmental community is still at it with DAPL. Still at it. They're eco-terrorists. Another listener says, so the 80% of property owners can override property rights of the other 20? Sounds like mob rule. No. No, they can't, but why are the 20% against it? I believe because they've gotten a lot of false information. Pipeline's going to blow up. We can't store CO2. And nobody's listening to the experts that actually do this day in and day out. And I've become more energized, no pun intended, about this project just being at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and seeing what this process could do to enhance oil recovery. And if you look at the coffers of the state of North Dakota, and that every school, road, bridge, water project is getting funds from the oil and gas industry, to have more of it is welcome. We got to do everything we can to get there. So appreciate the call. Let's squeeze Kevin and Fergus Falls in here. Kev, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Scott, Kevin, good morning. Anyway, as far as contact, I would suggest you go right to the school board of Fergus Falls and the police officers or the chief of police of what they're doing. And because I live next door to a teacher, my son's a teacher, they actually have a good police presence. And I'm not saying that they're all lower. I mean, they're actually doubling down. And the police presence of all our schools, all the elementaries, they've actually added more presence. Maybe not in the school, but you should clarify that through the district itself and our actual police force here. So that's just a heads up.
Now, good idea, and we will dig into that because they're obviously seeing this differently, interpreting it differently than others have, so I'd love to know more about it. We'll see also how this Ellison opinion changes things as well. Texter says, people have a right to their opinion in this country and should not be bullied by punks like you. I'm not bullying anybody. I'm giving you my opinion. Other opinions are welcome. Call and talk about this conversation. Make your case. Anytime.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. General Motors and Stellantis said they have laid off additional workers because of consequences related to the United Auto Workers strike. General Motors said in a statement yesterday that it had halted production at its assembly plant in Fairfax, Kansas because of a shortage of critical stampings that would have been supplied by a factory in Wentzville, Missouri, where workers went on strike last week. About 2,000 workers are affected. Earlier yesterday, Stellantis said it was laying off about 370 employees at three parts factories in Ohio and Indiana immediately. This is due to storage constraints also related to the strike. The plants make parts for Jeep vehicles built at the automaker's Toledo Assembly Complex, where workers are also on strike. Another deadline is approaching tomorrow at noon Eastern. If demands are not met, more UAW members are expected to walk off the job. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
For the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Scott Hennon and Kevin Flynn rolling along, brought to you today by Watford City's new lumber yard. It's now open. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply with a wide variety of lumber, drywall, insulation, complete paint and color match service. You get ideas at their design center. They'll put the materials together from there. Lots of power tools, too, Milwaukee and more. You just tell them what you want to see in the store shelves. They say, hey, look, this is your local hardware store. Let us know what you want, and we'll get it here. And they're hiring in the lumber yard, too, so stop in and apply. That's Elite Cabinets and Building Supply just east of downtown on 23. To join the conversation on What's On Your Mind, you're always welcome at 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Somebody is making a point, I think, that's worth considering related to our conversation on the opposition to the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline and the connection that I have made to the DAPL protesters who said that pipeline was not safe and the Summit Carbon Solutions folks that are saying that pipeline's not safe. And the question is this: how do you win people over when you're calling them DAPL protesters? Now, this is taking an opinion of mine and turning it on me, which I'll give you full credit for, because, you know, I do think the act of persuasion, as I always say, politics is a game of addition, not subtraction, is how do you convince people, how do you change them? So, fair point that might not win anybody over, but I also think it's dangerous rhetoric. I think, given the amount of pipelines, 30,000 some miles a pipeline underneath North Dakota. Think about that, 30,000 miles. And, you know, there's refined product, there's natural gas lines, there's things that legitimately are you know, flammable liquids that are in these pipelines, and they operate without incident. 99.99999% of the time, they get where they're going safely, and, by the way, more economically. And a weapon of the anti-energy crowd is to take on pipelines. So when I hear things like it's not safe, I raise my hand and say, wait a minute here. That's reckless rhetoric. So I'm not going to change my opinion on that one bit. But I do think you have a point in at least the dialogue. So point taken. Appreciate that very much. Steve Holden is here. He is the superintendent of McKenzie County's public school system. We are in Watford City today, right next to the Watford City High School. How many years now for the new high school? Three, four?
No, surprisingly, we moved in 2016.
Holy buckets!
So we're going to be on our eighth year here in February.
Man alive, that went quick, didn't it?
Boy, did it ever.
Yeah, and I remember when it opened very well. It was obviously one of the things I said is that, the cost of building things in this part of the world are significantly higher than they are in, for instance, Fargo. just as the name of the game, because there's, you know, obviously housing's an issue, and you have construction crews, where are they going to stay, everything else. But pound for pound, you know, Watford City deserves every bit of nice a school as West Fargo. And you built it, didn't you? I mean, this is on par as nice as any high school in the state.
Well, you know, we knew going into that project that you don't get too many opportunities to build a high school, you know, and this was going to be our school for the next 75, 80 years as far as a high school is concerned. So, you know, the Watford City McKenzie County view has always been to do something, you're going to do it well, and so you don't have to work on it later otherwise. So, absolutely, it's something we're proud of. I think there was a lot of thought into making sure it was a long-term product that continues to provide benefit for our students. So we're proud of what it is, and we use it extensively. And we're very much growing into it now as our high school gets over 500 students and growing. So we're going to need that space, and it's worked out great for us.
Let's talk a little bit about the growth of Watford City Schools. You came what year?
2005.
How many total students in Watford City?
You know, we had a little over 500 students, K through 12. At that time.
All right, now you got 500 in the high school alone.
We have 525 in the high school alone, and we have grades of 200 at the lower elementary level. So we just got over 2,100 students now this year. So
that's a new high.
That is a new high. So every year has pretty much been a new high for us, and hopefully we'll continue to grow. Our demographic studies show us still getting at that 2,700-2,800 level. And you know, we're graduating this year about 90 seniors, and we're bringing in 180 to 200 kindergartners. So, you know, we're seeing that come through, but we have about 170 freshmen this year. So those numbers are starting to kind of work themselves throughout the system, and it's just fun to see.
That's amazing. So 200 kindergartners.
Yeah. Last year we broke 200 with our first grade class last year, and our kindergarten was right underneath them. So that's always a milestone and kind of a mind-boggler when we got over 2,200 students. You know, we did have just over 200 students in our K through 6 elementary school when I got here, and we had about 20 in kindergarten. So classes of 200 it makes you think. That's a significant number.
And the challenges in managing that growth are pretty extraordinary. Talk about, looking back now, what you see as some of the best practices of how you've handled that growth.
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I think it was a lot of the collaboration piece. You know, we take a lot of pride that we work together with the city and the county. You know, the building we're sitting in now was a city collaboration. Could not have done it without that aspect. There was a lot of working together, and I think the biggest part was to try to do as much planning as possible. My biggest fear was to undo something. You know, you make these significant infrastructure investments and then feel like you have to redo something, or you didn't project right, or you didn't allow for expansion and flexibility, which inevitably happens when you're dealing with this high growth situation. So I think when you look back, there wasn't too many things that we thought, well, you know, that was a major misstep or otherwise. We kind of had a plan. We stuck to that plan as best we could, tried to sell the community on that plan. It took time, but we got there, and I think we're at a spot now of being able to adapt and flex when we need to. So, you know, nothing is perfect and linear, but at the end, I think we're where we need to be.
Talk a little bit about, you know, obviously a big driver of the population here is oil and gas development. And in your time here, that has been up and that has been down.
Yeah.
Yet you still have this kind of slow, steady growth. What do you make of that?
You know, yeah, and that's what we tried to project. And I think when we learned with those RSP studies, which are demographic studies, since we started in 2014, was that the projections were very much accurate, but they didn't always follow a linear path. You know, and I think that's what we had to be used for. You know, who knew COVID was going to come around? Who knew we were going to have that dip in enrollment? Who knew those things are going to happen? So. I think the ironic part is we kind of talk about, you know, intestinal fortitude a lot because, you know, things do change and vary, but in the end, it is a continual growth and opportunity. So we don't get too caught up in the little blips, I guess. Last year was a huge growth year. We try not to overreact to that situation. You know, we know that's going to kind of correct itself. So we try to project for that kind of steady path that we believe we're going into, and which is not always easy to do because you get those quick, sharp drops and then you get those quick, sharp increases. The nature is to kind of react quickly and address things immediately, but we try to make sure we're looking at the long-term picture, too, so we don't make any missteps, you know, going back to that idea that we're, you know, following the plan.
The price of oil has driven a lot of the, obviously, increased pace of activity out here, but now we're sitting at $90 oil, and it feels like this is manageable. This is, you know, explain how the industry is different right now.
Yeah, you know, there does seem to be a level of stability in it, and I think that, you know, a lot of people ask that, and, you know, you don't have the volatility, and a lot of that has to do with the infrastructure piece. Lynn was just talking about the number of drilling rigs, is down because of the efficiency models. You're able to produce much less with very less rigs. So I think that volume piece and some of the traffic pieces are less just because the industry is continuing to grow and become more and more efficient. So those are positive things, but you're right. I don't know if we'll ever feel that 2012-13 feeling again, and a lot of that's just because the city has done so well in building out infrastructure and the industry has done so well to get more efficient. So it's very busy, but you're right, it's not overwhelming, and I think that's a good feeling. We have some crowded classrooms. We have buildings that are getting in that 85-90% occupancy again, but there isn't maybe that sense of, dire, I guess, that, what are we going to do? Because I think we're ready to continue to grow with the industry, and it's that steady path is what we like to see.
What kind of change have you seen from the days when, as you mentioned, where the boom was really at its height? You had people coming from all across the country because the economy was poor elsewhere and booming here, and more just like, I'm going to go there, I'm going to make some money, I'm going to send it home, versus now seems to be more, I'm going to move the family here. This is a long-term job.
Yeah, it really is, and that's what we were hoping for. I think we're getting into that a little bit of that maturity and production phase that we're not seeing. Because in the crux of that increase, we were seeing students that were coming 3-4 times throughout the year. So a lot of it was just mitigating the inflow. And now we are getting more of that stable force, and people are staying longer and more stability. We still have a very diverse population, and we still get a significant number of new people moving in. But it seems like the core of it is getting a little bit more consistent. And that helps our staff. It helps our planning. It helps just in a lot of different situations. It helps in a lot of things, even like activities. When you have people that are here longer, they get more engaged in the community, more involved in things, and like a community spirit type piece versus, when things are going in and out constantly. So it's been good for our culture as a school and good for the community.
How are you doing on teachers?
Challenging, and that's when, you talk about things that have changed the last 10, 15 years. That's been one that we have not appreciated as much, is that this teacher shortage has really come at a time, for a growing school district that has magnified the problem. It was always a little bit difficult to find teachers, but we're not in that dynamic now where it's really significant, and we need to really develop some answers quickly. We're down to probably about 4 or 5 elementary teachers right now that we would take, and that's causing classroom size to be a little bit larger. We're having to kind of reduce some programs, move teachers into the classrooms. It's something we need to address. We're trying to grow within. We're trying to be creative. The state's trying to look at methods, too. But we just have to do a better job promoting education and getting more people in education field. I think it's just one of those things that maybe has been lapsed in the last 10, 15 years. And we just need more young people to consider education as a career.
What did you make of the governor's recent order to say, hey, let's mitigate this problem, at least for the short term? Was that a good solution?
I think so. I don't know if there's many other solutions. I know in the big picture, you'd think we wish we wouldn't have to do things like that. But in the short term, there isn't that many good solutions. So I think we have to do whatever we can. Big picture, we just have to look at how are we going to reverse this trend? How are we going to see more and more people going into the educational field? And there's a lot of reasons of which we're seeing this decline. We need to address some of those issues as soon as possible.
Where do you get teachers from? I mean, do they generally come here from elsewhere and say, hey, this is a great place to live, love the school, love everything, or is it homegrown?
A little bit of both, but mostly it's been from out of the area. But as we've gotten larger now, it's been fun to see second generation, and I've been here long enough now, it's kind of maybe a significant sign when I'm seeing students that are coming back and teaching for us, which is fun. And I think Wofford City's always been big on that. People have wanted to move back. They love the area. They love the idea of raising their children here. They just needed the occupation. They needed the work. And we're seeing some of those people coming back and coming and teaching. Their parent taught for the school district. Child's coming back and teaching for the school district, that kind of thing. So it's a blend, but we still get a lot of teachers from out of the area, and we really rely on them. It's just we need more.
Well, it's fun to watch. You're managing the growth very well. Always appreciate the updates, and congrats on another record year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott.
You bet. Steve Holden, who is the superintendent of public schools for McKinsey County, Wofford City, North Dakota. Back with more after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. More of your calls, questions, and comments on the hot topics of the day after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. And I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. We're getting to the point where COVID is becoming a daily news item again, and there'll be all kinds of suggestions on how best to mitigate that, but indoor air quality is one of the best. One of the reasons that our hospitals, our schools, our long-term care facilities have all been upgraded in the way of indoor air quality, largely done by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They can do the same thing for your home, for your business. So, and by the way, not just COVID or you know, any virus, mold, all kinds of things. I mean, paying attention to your indoor air quality makes good sense.
And it's economical, too, because they're the pros. H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts, find them online at hatandsons.com. 10 before the hour, and Zach Daly just stopped by here. Zach is the Watford City Manager for the EyeSight Drone Services, our friend Tommy Kendall's company, that we kind of chronicled from the very beginning of its growth and seen a connection between a technology with unmanned aerial vehicles and the energy industry. And it has grown and grown and grown, and now you even have a Watford City office. Zach, you're the Watford City man, huh?
Yeah, sure am.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I've been out here since spring of last year.
Tell folks what you do. What's the average day look like?
So I'm responsible for managing our contract with McKenzie County, as well as taking care of any other drone-related work in the area, and that includes Eastern Montana, South Dakota, on the west side of the state, and all of western North Dakota. So basically, I meet with the county and assist them with any surveying related jobs or aerial inspection jobs that they
And we should explain, prior to this technology, they literally got to go drive the roads to find out what kind of condition they're in after a rainstorm, right? I mean, a lot of man hours.
Exactly.
Now you're taking a picture and sending it to them in real time.
Yeah, and there's the data is a lot better, and they can use the previous data from prior drone inspections and overlay it onto the new data and get a much more accurate assessment of how the roads are degrading or how the construction projects are going.
I love it. And more folks are doing this in Energy Country. Wind towers is another thing that need inspection. Rather than sending somebody up there to inspect them, you're able to do it with these this technology. Now, the work you're doing now, do I understand that somebody has to be able to see the drone the whole time it's up?
Yes. Yeah, we have to maintain visual line of sight. And that means just being able to see it with the naked eye. We can't use binoculars or a telescope. We have to be able to see, avoid man traffic in the area and be able to tell the drone's direction and orientation so that we can maintain safe control of the aircraft and manned aircraft in the area.
But we're moving to getting beyond line of sight now, right?
Yes, yes.
And what will that do?
So beyond visual line of sight operations will allow us to essentially fly as far as our radio communication allows us to. So
communication with the drone.
Communication with the drone, yes. So one of our drones has a very high-end radio control link that allows us to fly about 15 miles away with no obstructions.
And obviously that's going to allow you to just do more and more and more with less manpower, I guess, right?
Exactly. It's currently we're pretty limited. If we have any long or very long inspections, such as a road or pipeline, we'll basically have to have one person flying and one person driving a vehicle alongside and just chasing the drone. And that's worked in the past, but it's definitely not ideal. It slows us down. We have to burn gas in a truck. Following the drone around, it's dangerous because, you know, the drone goes pretty fast, and we're typically driving down dirt roads, and there's other traffic, farmers, oil field traffic. So if we were just able to take off out of a remote location and operate a drone with our laptop across a network, it'd be much more effective than actually having to maintain line of sight.
Whose decision is that?
Decision for what?
To allow you to do beyond visual line of sight. And what will prompt the change in that regard?
Right now, it's the FAA regulations. So the Federal Aviation Administration, they set up the regulations so that for right now, the safest action is to make sure all drones are operated within line of sight, unless there's a specific waiver allowing for special cases.
Some of which North Dakota has with the UAS test site, right?
Yes, yes. And we've been working actually very closely with them and operating on the Vantis network that they're building out and testing right now. So over the last few years, they've been building these radar sites with basically a radio tower next to it with an antenna that we can use to control our drone. And the radar site acts as our eyes. So it's able to see manned traffic within the radius of the site. And the goal for this is to set up enough of these sites across the state of North Dakota so that we'll be able to fly from the western side of the state all the way to the eastern side of the state without actually being able to see it. And just from our laptop, we could just fly it from the office.
Fascinating. It's evolving quickly, and it is great. The UAS event is coming up in Grand Forks in October. We'll be there for that. Looking forward to that very much. Thanks for telling us the story, Zach.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
And our best to everybody at iSight Drone Services, the letter I, and Sight, S-I-G-H-T. Jason Board, the North Dakota Lignite Council, when we come back.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.